Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You have 2 seconds and only 2 seconds to win. This is 2 Second Trivia.
It is time for 2 Second Trivia and your chance to win a 4-pack of Mr. Hero Combo Meals. But you got to win 2 Second Trivia. That's answering 2 seconds or answering 2 questions within 2 seconds each. And if you get them, you win 2 Second Trivia. Are we ready to go, Tone? He is our proctor.
Let's go. All right.
Away we go to Luke in Lakewood, Luke. Home of the Rangers. Luke, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Lima, take it away.
Well, it's a two-way tie, but the Cavaliers have played 35 games this season. Name one of the two players who's played in the most amount of games, all 35.
Donovan.
Sorry. Let's go to Keith in Aurora, home of the Green Men. Keith, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Lima, take it away.
All right, who leads this year? The Cavaliers in minutes per game. As referenced earlier in the show, the coach done a great job limiting those minutes.
Evan Mobley.
Patrick in Cleveland, home of the John Marshall Lawyers. Patrick, are you ready?
I am ready.
Lima, take it away.
All right, they're talking about inclement weather in Texas, where the Cotton Bowl is getting ready to be played on Friday night. Of course, the game is going to be played indoors. What city is that game going to be played in?
Sorry. Ethan and Akron, home of the East Dragons. If we were doing this show in a different year, they'd be called something else. Ethan, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Lima, take it away.
I'm very excited about the upcoming NFL draft. Lots to talk about. We know the Browns have the number 2 pick in the draft. Who has the first pick in the second round of the NFL draft?
The Browns.
Yes. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ethan is in the barn. Ethan, your chance for a 4-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Lima, take it away.
The conference near and dear to our hearts on this show, the Mid-American Conference. Also, Baskin and Phelps, big fans as well. A team just left the Mid-American Conference last night, the middle of the night. Which program left the MAC?
Northern Illinois.
Oh my God! Got it right. Oh my God!
How did you know?
Right.
How did you know?
How did you get
I'm
that?
I'm a Big Mac fan. Big OU guy. Who's, I did it.
Who's the head coach? Who's the head coach when they beat Notre Dame?
Well, he already won the Mr. Hero.
Who's the head coach?
Right. Rod something.
Thomas Hammack.
I wanted to say Haddock.
Looks like a Rod.
Thomas Hammack.
Their season went south after that game, by the way.
It No, it didn't. They went to a bowl game. Didn't they win?
It was some sort of Volkswagen.
There you go. Ethan, congratulations on this success.
Thank you very much, Ken.
All right. Ethan and Akron, I put him on hold. Mitch, go ahead and get his information. Make sure, even though you guys didn't win, try Mr. Hero's hottest new crave, the Rockin' Reuben corned beef sour. You can't say corned beef without sounding like me. Let me get through this read, and then I want to say something real quick. Corned beef, sauerkraut, Swiss American cheese, and Thousand Island dressing on a hearth-baked roll. Order in-store or online at MrHero.com. Okay. You can't say corned beef without sounding tubby. You can get The Rock or Jay Cutler to say corned beef, and they're going to sound like, oh, boy, you've been putting on the pounds, haven't you? Corned beef just sounds like a heavy food, and the way it's said.
I had another phase two question I didn't think anybody would get.
What was that?
I was going to originally ask who the head coach of Oklahoma City is, coach of the year last year. And then I'm like, that's too hard. Give me the first name of that coach.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. I was going to give away that it's Dagenault. That's the last name. Can you give me the first name?
Michael?
Close.
What is it?
Mark.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, Dagenault.
Get out of here.
Dagenault to hell.
Well, I hope you're happy. I have nothing else to talk about in this segment.
You do a coming in hot?
No, I'm kidding.
We've got it coming in hot on line one.
Let's see what Gabe he's prepared. Gabe in Ashtabula. Hello, Gabe. Go ahead.
What's up?
What, Gabe?
I can take two more.
I mean, the Gulf of America has a nice ring to it, doesn't it, boys?
I want to know what Bibb is prepared to do with the Cuyahoga River. It's time to get rid of the humiliation of the river getting set on fire. There's only one way to do it. We have to rebrand it. What is going to be the new name?
The Ashley Babbitt Memorial.
The state of our city is strong, and we're just getting started.
We have the coming in hot button.
Speaking of the devil, you've got
a new name for the Cuyahoga River now that we're just renaming everything.
Speak of the devil. I was going to get this in later. Give me Ronayne 02 if you can. Chris Ronayne was on Fox 8 yesterday morning. And they talked about, you know, a new jail and some other projects as well. But this is Cuyahoga County Executive Chris Ronayne, or as Chris Matthews used to say, Cuyahoga County Executive Chris Ronayne playing hardball on Fox 8 Cleveland yesterday, saying the door's still open for a new lakefront stadium.
I would never want to speak for him, but I will say my observations are as the door is still open to a lakefront site. And, you know, as far as Brook Park goes, I think we're all trying to figure out the economics on all this.
Yeah.
You know, as I mentioned at the beginning, we've got children and seniors and a lot of people to take care of in this town.
Sure.
So I have to juggle a lot of competing financial interests. But we feel with collaboration, we can be a part of all of this.
He said at the beginning of that, he met with the Haslams on Monday, is what Chris Ronayne had said. And now the executive of Cuyahoga County says that...
Wait, so they got an exit meeting with Haslam, too? Hey, now that you guys know you're losing battle and we're moving to Brook Park, what are your final thoughts on all of this?
Did they call him Has?
Yeah. Did Rodney get
Wait
to sit in on this?
He's still the county executive. He didn't lose anything. Brook Park is in Cuyahoga County.
Yeah, but Ronayne doesn't seem thrilled about this idea.
Well, I've left several Easter eggs of why I believe, and several many others believe the same, but you guys can pick them up where it is. It's not that hard to figure out why. It really isn't. Do you think there is a chance at all, or is that...
I haven't really
thought.
They
could always just sell the 176 acres if they wanted to. Because you do think about this. If they get... If all of a sudden, you know, the state comes in and they get a great deal, and they could turn right around and say, hey, you know, I'm an indoor stadium, want to build an indoor stadium, go right on ahead. I've been pro indoor stadium, which I think it could be really loud. I think it could be a deafening situation if the Browns ever get good, right? But say they get a great deal and they can get a lakefront stadium. You already have. They look at it. They're already going to redo that area with the with the training facility, that whole neighborhood. Yeah. Well, we got a lot here. We could also have a lot up there. Go right on ahead and do it. Like, I would still say, I don't think there's much of a chance, but there is. That's a possibility. They could just turn right around and sell 176 acres to somebody, or hold on to it and develop it in their own way. I don't know what they could do with it, but they could figure something out.
It seems also the timeline. If they want to have football for 2029, now I don't know how set in stone that timeline is. Things can get pushed back. Things you can always extend your lease, you know, on things. And also, you know, would that mean would the Browns potentially play football somewhere else for a few years? They wouldn't really have to, right? If they're moving to another location that isn't the Brook Park location, you can just keep playing where it is. There's a lot to factor in. It just always seemed from day one that the people with more political capital, the Haslams, people with more money, the Haslams, people with control of the team, the Haslams, they're always ultimately going to get what they want.
Yeah.